Nominations are in. So many outstanding candidates, it was hard to pick only one winner in each category. Professor, a drum roll, please. The category, Best Purple-Leaved Shrub for the Mid-Atlantic Region, and the winner? Let me open the envelope. Why, Gila Florida Wine and Roses. Congratulations. Ah, congratulations. They like you. They really like you. Here with our post-celebratory analysis of winners. Many were called, few were chosen. Our own arbiter of arbor, a fixer of fences, the doyen of dirt herself, you know her, you love her, Kensel Levine. Joined us from the garden out in Portland. Ketch, thanks for being with us on this auspicious occasion.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Now, might I tell you what it is that you're talking about?
Yes, please. That would help.
Well, there are not quite the equivalents of the Oscars in this country, but there are awards given to great plants for outstanding regions. Mm-hmm. And the plant that you discussed, which was Weigela Florida Wine and Roses, was chosen by the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society in their Gold Medal Plants program as one of the great flowering deciduous shrubs for the Mid-Atlantic.
Were you as surprised as I was, Ketsel?
Actually, I grow this plant out here in Portland, and I must say it is a fabulous plant for a bunch of reasons, not the least of which is that it's got sort of hot pink flowers set against these deep maroon leaves, and, you know, it's a pretty slutty affair.
Well, wow. Sorry. I should tell our listeners, by the way, that as getting as interested in plants as I am, they can follow along on our website, on your website, right? We go to npr.org and just click on Talking Plants.
Exactly. Yeah, we've got all the names of the winners there and links to the pages for different winners.
Well, all right, as we say all the time, Ketsel, you know, it's an honor just to be nominated. So let me ask about a plant that I understand is turning just an awful lot of heads out in the Rocky Mountain region.
You knocked this off. You're having way too much fun.
I'm sorry about this. But what about that fabulous summer flowering perennial called the Twin Spur?
And the selection from Colorado State University and the Denver Botanic Garden is a selection called Coral Canyon. Mm-hmm. Now, Coral Canyon is a perennial. What it is it's a soft pink pastel flower on an upright plant that maybe gets to, oh, you know, 15 inches. And the flowers are stacked vertically, a little bit like on a foxglove, except these are not remotely foxglove flowers. They're just little happy smiling faces stacked up and down on a very dainty perennial.
All right. Now, you know, one of the things I love about these awards is they're from all over the world, right? I mean, it's international. You've got flowers and shrubs from all over, not just the U.S. and England. So let me ask you about I'm going to have troubles with this. Acanthifolium, the Japanese maple?
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid even his mother wouldn't have recognized him by that name. But you're talking about the fern leaf full moon maple. And its botanic name is Acer japonicum aconitifolium. Now, this is a spectacular Japanese maple, and it was chosen among the great plant picks program out of the Elizabeth C. Miller Garden in Seattle as one of the outstanding trees for the Pacific Northwest. And the real kicker, I mean, the real performance stopper with this Acer japonicum is what it does in the fall. And I am telling you that these fall leaves on this thing range from a fluorescent orange on the inside, moving out towards the edges towards crimson maroon.
Wow, that's terrific. But how long does it last, that kind of coloring?
Gee, you know, you could get a month's worth of fall color out of a Japanese maple. I don't think anybody would argue with me on that.
Really? That's a longer run than the musical of Breakfast at Tiffany's got, isn't it?
Stick with me, Scott. You haven't lived.
Okay, all right. Listen, it occurs to me that we have not talked to you about your fence for the past couple of months, right?
Yeah, I've been avoiding the subject because I sort of, oh my God, the design process is a many splendid thing. The last time we talked, I was really gung-ho on a fence design that I had done. And then I started to obsess over it, and as a matter of fact, I got as you know, a lot of email from people, yeah. listeners. And among them was a carpenter in Portland by the name of Steve Cass. Mm-hmm. And Steve sent in a drawing, and I looked at his drawing, and I thought, well, you know, the drawing isn't really what I want, but the guy seems like he's really good. So we got together, and Steve and I started to talk and draw and talk and draw. Well, wouldn't you know it, I have ended up with a completely different fence. But the good news is that this week, construction has begun.
Oh my gosh. So Mr. Steve Cass is hanging out there building Ketzel's fence?
Yeah, you want me to grab him for you?
He's there now?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
All right, hang on a second.
Sure.
Steve!
Yeah?
Come here for a minute.
Hi, what's up?
Mr. Cass, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hi, my name's Scott Simon. I'm Ketzel's pal.
Good to be with you.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, sir. I look, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if you're putting up the fence this week, shouldn't I hear a little bit more hammering and sawing?
Yeah, well, Scott, we don't really get going till 10 or 11. You know, we've got a lot of coffee to drink, scratching
right.
our heads to do, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, draw off another latte, and then we'll think about it.
And there's a latte stand right next door, so it's a disincentive to get going too early.
Well, all right, Mr. Cass, I got to ask you some nuts and bolts questions. What kind of fence are you putting up?
This fence is quite a nice fence. It's mostly cedar, except for the posts, which are pressure treated. And what we've got going is a nice fence with some regular fence boards, but up on top we have a rather delicate lattice pattern that's kind of reminiscent of Mission Frank Lloyd Wright kind of architecture.
Mr. Cass, it's been very nice talking to you. Thank you very much.
Nice talking with you, Scott.
I just want you to know, when the check bounces, contact us.
You're good for it, huh?
Yeah, well, our finance department will take care of it, all right? We know where she works.
Terrific. Thanks, Scott.
Nice guy, huh?
He's a very nice guy,
Ketzel. He's very easy to work with.
Yeah. Be nice to him, please.
I promise. But I have to tell you, if I've got time to squeeze this in.
Of course, yeah.
I had friends over a couple of days ago. We had to pot up and move absolutely every plant in the yard to get it out of the way for the construction. So, you know, I really can't wait till this is over because I'm starting yet again a brand new garden.
You just started a new one, didn't you?
Let's not even go
All
there.
Right, I'm sorry. Forgive me. All right. Well, Ketzel, nice talking to you.
Pleasure talking to you, Scott.
Okay, take care.
All righty.
NPR's Ketzel Levine, the doyen of dirt, joining us from her fenced-in garden in Portland, Oregon. You can find Ketzel, as always, at the NPR website. Just hit Talking Plants and you'll get an earful.